We are so lucky to be joined with owner-operator Justin Whitefoot with the local Chick-fil-A here. Justin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad you could be on the show. All right, so could you tell us a little bit more about who you are and kind of like your story, how you got to be the owner of Chick-fil-A here?
Yeah, absolutely. Chick-fil-A owners usually have interesting stories just because it's not always the easiest business to become a part of. So my quick story, I grew up in Nebraska, went to University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and actually majored in education. After I graduated, I got married to my wonderful wife, Jill, and we served with collegiate ministry for a couple of years. I was an educator for a year. I loved it, taught high school chemistry, but as I went throughout the year, I just felt like the class was 95% chemistry, 5% other. And I knew, I knew a lot of people really want a little bit more than just 5% of other, right? Talk about finances, talk about life. And so I started looking for a way to try to make that other a bigger percentage. So I started looking at business, because when you're working with employees or team members, you get the opportunity to really teach them a lot of different things. So led me to Chick-fil-A and looking into it, read our founder Truett's books and really fell in love with just the brand that it was. So long story short, moved to Tennessee and started as a regular Chick-fil-A team member, scooped fries for the first 3 months and wondered several times if I made the right decision. And then after 2.5 years in the restaurant, took a job with Chick-fil-A Incorporated. 2.5 years traveling the road, helping open brand new Chick-fil-A's, and then had the opportunity to apply for this local store here in Bloomington Normal. And my wife and I are so glad to be part of the community.
Wow, that is so awesome. I love that. Yeah. Well, so what is actually being an owner-operator of Chick-fil-A, and maybe more specifically this Chick-fil-A, look like?
Yeah, so it's kind of like being a business owner of any other business. Anything and everything, like, you got to be able to do it. So I'm super blessed to have a great team surrounding me, even one sitting here in the radio station today, which we love. And so it's just working to pour into those great people and help them turn around and make the business even better. So really blessed to do that. But any day can range from leadership development or conversations, or it could just be a trip to Walmart to get some zip ties to fix something in the kitchen or whatever needs to be done.
I'm sure it's kind of the buzz of the town now, but I'm sure as a lot of people know, in Bloomington Normal, Chick-fil-A Veterans of College has been closed for 2 weeks. So what happened during that time that we're closed?
Yeah. Well, first off, we'll apologize to everybody that we have been closed. I know, especially the college students, we always love getting a chance to serve them. But we have been doing a renovation that has given us more space for our drive-through operations. So essentially, if you would walk into Chick-fil-A today, you're going to see a wall that wasn't there before. And what's going on behind that wall is trying to serve our guests even better and quicker than we were before, because we know our drive-through is kind of always full, which is a great thing. We're just always looking to make sure we're giving a great guest experience. We have a team member room so they can actually take breaks, which we're really excited about. Not, let me be clarified, not that they didn't take breaks before. We just would take them in the dining room at the same time as our guests. And so we're excited to give them a peaceful place. And then we were very sad to say goodbye to the play area, but we felt it was the best option to get a little extra seating, because what we were really afraid of, guys, is afraid of families that wanted to come in and have their kids play, but there weren't any tables to sit. And so now when you're having that expectation to be able to sit, eat, and play at Chick-fil-A, now you don't even have a place to sit. And so we opted to just go with tables, and we're looking to try to do some other stuff for some of our families outside of events, but maybe have like some different games or activities or things that are available to them.
Oh, I like that a lot. Well, could you tell us a little bit more about what the team members, the employees at Chick-fil-A were doing during the 2 week closure?
Yeah, so we really wanted to make sure we took care of our team. And so we really wanted to make sure that they had some opportunities for them to still get paid. And we also were really excited about pouring into our community even more. We try to do it every day just by being hopefully a smiling face. But we had a lot of our team do volunteering. So we volunteered with the Midwest Food Bank, the Habitat for Humanity Restore, the local Boys and Girls Club, and then we did a lot of volunteering as well with the Church Eastview and their food pantry. So it was really cool to see a lot of the team out doing that. I went and got a chance to volunteer with them one day at the Midwest Food Bank as well, and it was just really neat to see our team being able to serve the community in that way.
Wow, that's really awesome. I love that. It just you know, having everybody go out and help with during the closure, you know?
With
Chick-fil-A, I feel like Chick-fil-A is in a good like spotlight with the community. And that's just a great opportunity to have you know, Chick-fil-A help grow the community even more than they already have, even just with the store. I love that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Justin, for coming in. It was such a pleasure to get to talk to you and see what's going on behind the curtain a little bit with the new, you know, business expenditures with the closure and everything like that. So thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, well, Caleb and Gabe, thanks so much for having me. Hope you guys have a great day and stay warm.
Yes, yeah. You too.